Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 24th, goes to a young Caucasian woman named Sarah Lindenberg. Now, I stumbled across an article in Fashion Magazine, and by stumbled across, I mean it was sent to me with the subject, Too Much Goddamn Mayonnaise.
Too Much Goddamn Mayonnaise!
Oh. Brother Ray, I was about to say, you don't read no damn fashion magazines.
Shut up. The Hellmans is heavy with this story because Sarah Lindenberg is doing what millions of white people before her have done on this planet, and that's steal. Not just steal, but take credit for something that already exists, all right? There was a guy who sailed the ocean blue in 1492 who went around acting like he was discovering places that already had civilizations on them. Now, Sarah is following in the footsteps of her ancestor, Columbus, by parking her boat on a continent called Bonnets. Yes, Bonnets, as in hair bonnets. You know, the things your grandmother, mother, sister, aunts, daughters have been sleeping in, walking around the house in, standing on the porch, smoking the Newport in since the beginning of time. All right, my brothers, have you ever been horny, wanted to get a little action in with your wife, and then feel an immediate sense of disappointment when you see her putting that hair bonnet on? Or that silk head wrap, because you know without a shadow of a doubt, that means she's going to bed. All right, hair bonnet, silk head wraps.
Or she wants to have sex and not mess up her hair.
That's not really. That ain't too sexy.
Yeah,
speaking
not
from
sexy.
My own experience.
That's not sexy. Silk head wraps is as black as sweet potato pie. All right, well, Sarah Lindenberg either don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about black women's hair accessories because she is saying that she indeed invented the washable silk head wrap that prevents breakouts and preserves hairstyles. Yes, a white woman is saying she came up with the idea for hair bonnets, okay, as if Harriet Tubman isn't in every damn picture with a hair bonnet on. All right, Sarah founded a company called Nightcap, and she released a statement that says, "My concept came out of a problem that needed solving. It inspired me to create something of my own." Now, let me read some of the benefits.
Did she speak like that?
For her nightcap. Probably. I'm just being racist right now. Some of the places you can use it, black women, I bet you never thought of these things. If you style your hair, it helps to keep it styled longer. Right? It helps strengthen your hair by promoting growth and helping breakage. You can wear it in the gym. Hey, I've never seen that before. Oh, and she says that the hair bonnet supports the regrowth of all the little baby hairs. Sarah, in the black community, we call those edges. All right, okay. And do you want me to snatch your edges right now? Guess how much she is selling these silk hair bonnets for? Guess how much? Guess.
$4.99, because that's how much they normally cost.
$98.
I thought you were going to say cents. I was like, well, now that's a bargain.
$98 for something that's been costing how much?
About $4.99, sometimes $2.99 if you want to get one that's not as good.
For years.
$98?
She's charging $98.
Who are these fools buying this?
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
Now, I got some sisters in here, along with Angelique. Sim and Jazz, come here for a second. All right? They are indeed black women. You can tell by their hair that they sleep in hair bonnets.
Stupid.
You are stupid! Okay. Now, tell me in 140 characters or less how this makes y'all feel. How does this make you young ladies feel? Sim, start with you.
I never paid more than $5 for a bonnet.
Okay.
She's out of her mind.
Okay.
Completely.
Okay.
Because I've literally been wearing a bonnet my entire life.
Okay.
Like it was either.
You were born with one.
Literally. Like Toya Wright makes bonnets for babies. That's a thing. Like, and hers look way better. That raggedy ass design that she has is the only thing that she invented.
FYI, Tammy Roman has the whole Bonnet Chronicles.
Exactly.
When I sent him this, she told me that she thought it was a chef. She thought I was
I thought it was a chef hat. I thought it was an article about a chef. The hat is mad ugly.
I think it's silk supremacist at its best.
That's silk supremacist? Okay, Jazz. Silk supremacy.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So did it make you feel away?
Honestly, it does. The biggest part for me is the $98.
Okay.
Any beauty store you go in, a silk scarf, a silk bonnet is literally $12.99 to tops $20.
But I've never even paid $12
for anything
silk. So
you don't have a problem with the white woman saying she invented it?
No, I have a problem with it. But you're used to that, though.
Oh,
that ain't nothing new. That's
used to white people
still. But now you're capitalizing off of it with $98 is my problem.
Would you try it just to see if it's better?
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
First of all, it's not. It's mad ugly. Like, yeah. And it looks kind.
Well, she says it's silk, and she's issued an apology. She says, Nightcap was developed because I was searching for a product that looked and performed exactly the way I wanted for my own personal use. It was important for me that the product was produced locally in Canada and made from natural fabrics. A small business grew quickly. But in the process, I failed to connect it back to the broader historical context. We stand with those who are hurt. She stands with y'all.
Oh my gosh.
And we respect and hear their voices. She hears y'all voices. Okay?
She didn't even know what edges were called.
She says, we're committed to honoring the historical significance of hair wrapping, and this will now be a part of her approach. So now, this is what she's proposing. If you're black, you will pay $49, but white people still have to pay the full price of $98. And for a limited time, all hair bonnets bought by black people, Sarah will throw in her latest invention for free, and that's the Afro pick with a black fish handle.
No, you're playing.
Of course he's playing.
Listen.
You're lying. Look, he's trying to get, what's her name? He's trying to get Sarah beat up.
Listen, cultures are like Pokemon to the white man, all right? They just got to catch them all. And the age-old question that has always been asked, what would America be like if we loved black people as much as we love black culture? The answer to that question, we will never know. Please let Chelsea Handler give Sarah Lindenberg the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw! That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
No.
Did you see she put up a picture with her Bo Derek braids? She said, Bo Derek braids, these work really great with my bonnet as well.
She said she invented those.
Now, who's buying it? People are really buying it?
I have no idea.
I guarantee a black person
but
never
But the fact that
hers.
Forbes did an article on it like it was some invention is crazy.
Because I want to know
we
who's buying it.
We need some people
it.
In the room at Forbes, okay?
Whoever's buying that, I'm going to find something called do-rags, and I'm going to sell it to white people. If they buying that for $90, I'm going to invent do-rags, and I'm going to sell it to them, too.
White people. Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey.